Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 BFI London Film Festival, and this is an interview with filmmaker Johnny Ma, recorded here in London for the presentation of his latest film, To Live to Sing. It would be great if you could start us off, for the benefit of the listeners who are not familiar with it yet, to just introduce it a little bit, introduce the story and tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's a very simple story about a Chinese opera troupe in this very small town in China getting their theaters being demolished. And so they must find sort of a way to save that theater or find another place, or else, you know, their family, this sort of opera troupe family, will sort of fall apart, and what they do will sort of die off, I say.
Yeah, so of course we're talking about a specific type of theater, right? And a specific type of opera.
Yeah, this is it's a very particular it can't get any more particular than this for Chinese opera. It's Sichuanese opera, which is using a particular dialect of Chinese opera, and it's different than maybe what most audience would think of Chinese opera, because, you know, they know the masks and the costumes and things like that. It has all of this, but I would say where most people know of Peking opera is for the courts, you know, for the highbrow kind of thing. This is the opera for the people. They used to just put a torch out in the street, and then people would just sort of gather, and it's really, and that sort of, so it was a very kind of, maybe like back then it was more Shakespearean in that it was for the people, you know, rather than it's for the court kind of thing. Yeah.
And do you have a connection with it, a personal connection, let's say a love for it and an admiration for it?
Yeah, no. I grew up in Shanghai till I was about 10 years old, but for my grandmother, you know, she used to go to operas. She was a big fan. And one of my cousins actually studied opera. So, you know, I could tell that, like, even back then when I was very young, that she preferred him more than me. So I think that was my connection to it, that I always saw that as the sort of unattainable sort of gods and goddesses, you know, right. Sort of, yeah.
So this is, it's fascinating to me. I mean, we're talking about as well the leading family. And it's almost like what it made me think was like the way that family sort of traces out our paths for us. But then at some point we might not want to follow that path that has been traced out for us. Does that part of the story have a personal connection to you? And then I will ask you another thing about this that's maybe less personal.
Yeah, I think that, you know, everybody can find something in the film that they connect to. You know, for us, as independent filmmakers, you know, the fact that we do what we do and it's not easy, you know, and we sometimes feel that it's all for nothing, you know, so that's something I connect with the opera troupe, that they do this work that every single day for their entire life, you know. And for the younger character in the film, you know, at one certain point, she can see that this is dying, this art form, and she wants to do something else because she's of a different generation. And certainly, we can all feel that when we are, maybe our parents want to walk their path, you know. And I feel like all of us these days, we have a complete different experience than them and their parents. So, and of course, it's one of those things that I think the ultimate path is to sort of understand the path that your family and your parents have walked, and then be able to sort of respectfully, you know, make your new path, you know, kind of thing. So that's certainly, I mean, I think that to me, a family story is something that's really, really universal. And for this particular film, you know, I knew that would be the thing that would really travel. But I also wanted to make this Chinese opera, which is a very, very old sort of art form, and fresh, you know, in a way that I think that, I mean, I know a lot of your listeners are very international as well as young, and that's sort of what I wanted to do, because I wanted to make everyone sort of to be able to connect to this, and not just the people who appreciate this old art form, which would be, you know, another generation, I would say.
Yeah, did you find that challenging?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I knew I had the task, which was, you know, and I spent time with these opera troupes, so I saw what I've, you know, the things that I connect with emotionally, because they really push for that art form. And I think that's always going to be universal. So it's about how to deliver a story like this with these very traditional, let's say, aspects in a way that, you know, all, like people myself like can enjoy, you know. And so I, for example, I chose things, I edited the film in Argentina, you know, because I wanted to have my first audience to be somebody who knew nothing about this art form. And so if I can make them feel emotional about it, then I, of course, I can make people in London or, you know, people are much international. And so I also collected a group of collaborators that were international like myself, you know, because I do think that, you know, the ultimate goal is to make a film that, that really can resonate locally and globally, you know, and so that's the kind of my tribe, I would say.
Yeah. But I mean, I was going to ask you as well, when I talked about maybe perhaps this film having personal connections to this film, I'm thinking as well, when we're talking about this particular, maybe just specifically Chinese sort of tradition, I don't know whether that's the right word to call it, but is it also a way to talk metaphorically about something universal or even just current of right now?
Yeah, change. You know, I think that that was a big sort of topic in this film. You know, I made a first feature film that was, you know, that also had a lot to do with the social changes in China, in modern China. You know, how change is so fast that you that people have trouble catching up. You know, so. And this is certainly a topic in this film as well, these traditional opera troupes being left behind by change, you know, essentially the government, whether or modern commerce is just moving so fast that they're not appreciated anymore. And I felt, you know, on this now my second feature film, I wanted to have a different way to discuss the idea of change of you know, where you know, usually when you look at corporations or a government, you can say, oh, that's bad, they're doing this, you know, they're not helping enough to keep the arts. But sometimes I wonder, you know, and I guess this is a, like I could tell a little story about this, is in the film there's a very slow motion shot of a claw, which is the demolition truck, you know, coming to eat away this building. And my sound designer in Argentina said, you know, I hear a monster, you know, can I try to put in a monster? So I said, sure, go for it, try it. And he comes back with this really incredible kind of like, I think Star Wars would have been jealous, you know, of the animal that he created. And I told him, you know, I'm not sure if this is the right beast, this is the right monster. How about we make it, because we shouldn't know if the monster is good or bad. You know, we don't know. We're like ants, you know, looking up at this thing. You know, make it like a giant elephant, you know, walking through the jungle and just eating away the trees because it needs to eat, you know, not because it's evil, you know. So I, when I heard that animal, I felt, oh, that's much more like what I want to look at change. You know, you don't know. It's just we're on the path, you know, and we can be choose to be scared of it or we can choose to accept it. And then and then here's a story of a family that is, you know, being disturbed by change, and at the end of it, when everything that they've ever worked for is gone, you know, and that question comes, like, what is left? And for them, it's the family.
Yeah, that actually introduces one thing that I wanted to make a point of, is that this film, and, you know, we're going to have to quickly wrap it up, but this film is also made up of little moments that I think that are enriching the experience of it all. But, you know, I wish we had time to get into that, but I do want to ask you one more question, mm-hmm. just because I feel like we discussed this specific topic related to the film. And you mentioned a little bit about your life as independent filmmakers. What was your family's reaction when they found out that you wanted to make films?
They were, you know, I think they were just sad for my future. they kind of knew that they're going to have to, like, support me or, like, leave me a little bit of money, you know, because I'm never going to make money. You know, but the thing was, yeah, it took many years to, I had a personal reason to do film, and you know, I had a tremendous sort of, I almost, you know, passed away, you know, when I was very young, and I was in the middle of my second career as sort of in business, in fashion, and I decided, you know, at that moment to do film, and of course because of that they couldn't say anything. I knew about myself maybe a couple of years, you know, and so. And then at a certain point, I remember, you know, they never came to see my film until on my first film, you know, we got to show in my hometown of Vancouver. And that was quite special because, you know, I could feel that for the first time, they understood why I do what I do, you know. And And I think the homecoming of that is this particular film. When we played in Shanghai, they were able to bring all of our relatives out, and that was quite special too. So I think in some way they've accepted it, but I mean, I'm sure that they still are very worried about my future, you know. So they do ask me, you know, if I, like, anytime I see them, if I need money, you know. So
yeah. Are you worried about your future?
Oh, we're always worried about our future, you know. Like, this is the thing, you know, you, as a filmmaker, you do your film and you hope that it connects enough with people so you can do another film. You know, it's a luxury to be able to make what you want to make, and not a lot of people gets to do that. So you have to, you know, really kind of, you know, cherish that opportunity and you know, all the other things, you know, if, as long as you try to be truthful, it will find the audience that it will find, you know.
Thank you very much for your time. Anyways, it was a great pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Matt. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.